Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Cher, the memoir, part one. This book is dedicated to Mom, Georgia, G, Georgianne, Chaz, and Elijah. All right, this is what you call a disclaimer, except it's not really, it's just the truth, and I want to tell you so you guys can be in on it. And that is, I think most people know I'm dyslexic, but I don't think they know to the degree. So it was really hard for me to just do what I did, but I wanted to have you have something of me when you're listening to the book. So I did my best. It's, you know, it's me. So that's all I wanted you to know. And I hope you have a great time with it because it took a lot of hard work. Okay. All right. Me signing off. Feeling broken, barely holding on, but there's just something so strong somewhere inside me. And I'm down, but I'll get up again. Don't count me out just yet. I've been brought down to my knees and I've been pushed way past the point of breaking, but I can take it. I'll be back on my feet. This is far from over. You haven't seen the last of me. Author's note. This memoir is based on my sometimes imperfect memory. In this memoir, I refer to my son Chaz as Chas, the name he went by during the years covered in this book. Chaz has granted me his blessing for this usage. In the next volume, at the appropriate point, I will refer to my son as Chaz. Preface, Los Angeles, summer 1956. Staring at the television open-mouthed, I let my peanut butter and jelly sandwich drop onto the plate in my lap as chills ran up and down my body. Home alone after school, I was sitting cross-legged, my favorite position still, on the floor in front of the TV, enjoying the peace and quiet and watching my favorite show, American Bandstand. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Charles, Dick Clark announced as the camera panned to a handsome man in sunglasses sitting at the piano. Georgia, Georgia, he began, and I burst into tears. I couldn't believe he was singing a song about my mom. As tears dripped onto my sandwich, I never felt more connected to anything in my life. Ray Charles' voice and the melody seemed to express exactly how I felt. It took me weeks to get over seeing him sing, and in some ways I never did. But then someone whose songs I first heard on the radio blew a hole in my understanding of the world, and I was never, ever the same. As I stared at the TV with my mom watching the Ed Sullivan Show, a popular young singer named Elvis Presley filled the screen. Mom and I were two of the 60 million Americans who witnessed that historic performance in September 1956. Even though Elvis was dressed quite traditionally that Sunday night, he looked and moved differently than any performer I'd ever seen. He began by singing Don't Be Cruel, and by the time he broke into Love Me Tender, I felt that he was singing only to me. I wanted to jump into the TV and be Elvis. When I heard a year later that he was giving a concert at the Pan Pacific Auditorium in Los Angeles, I rushed home with stars in my 11-year-old eyes and cried, Mom, Mom, Elvis is going to be at the Pan Pacific. Can we go? Please, Mom, can we go? I was convinced that I had to be there. Secretly, I thought that he would spot me in the crowd and pick me, although I'm sure that's what every girl thought. Luckily for me, my 31-year-old mother was as crazy about Elvis as I was, a fact that impressed my friends because their moms didn't approve of his raw sexuality. To this day, I don't know where she found the money, but somehow Georgia did. Mom and I dressed up and made our way to town, more like sisters than mother and daughter. Feeling the tension grow the closer we got to the Fairfax district, we soon found ourselves caught up in a pulsing mob of 9,000 noisy girls. We were swept inside the auditorium on a wave of pure adrenaline. Our folding seats were about halfway back in the audience, but that was fine with me. Looking around at all the girls gazing in anticipation at the darkened stage, I could feel my heart pounding inside my little flat chest. a sensation I was to become all too familiar with later in my life. The stage was dark, but then the spotlights hit him. Elvis was there. He was magic. There was a roar from the crowd that was like nothing I'd ever heard. An explosion of flashbulbs went off. I only wish I'd brought my little Kodak brownie.